TUSC causing a stir in Haringey Socialist Party. Our Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, campaign in Haringey, North London, is certainly causing a stir. In the Labour Council candidate selection process, many arch-Blairite pro-housing privatisation, HDV, Haringey Development Vehicle, councillors were deselected. We are standing against the rump of the discredited right-wingers still in place, who make no secret of their opposition to the move to the left, and would be a thorn in the side of the new council leadership if elected. As we have warned many times, all eyes will be on Haringey as the first Corbyn council. There are high hopes among Labour Party members and the community about the new council. The manifesto does not contain the no-cuts budget we argued for, despite that being voted for at a special Labour Party manifesto conference. But it does contain many of the good ideas expressed at that conference: ending the HDV, building 1,000 council houses, balloting on regeneration, paying the London living wage, and bringing services back in-house. But, as is becoming increasingly clear in the election campaign, this is a wait for Corbyn manifesto. Many of the good plans are only for implementation in 4 years' time. At One Hustings, a group of low-paid council workers were furious to hear that they may not be paid the living wage until 2022. TUSC candidate Nicol Vash stated they should be paid that now. Frustrated with the lack of a clear commitment from Labour, they clearly supported our demand, and pledged to support our campaign. At another hustings on social care, the Labour candidate apologised for cuts and closures to services, but wouldn't commit to keeping open the one remaining council-run nursing home. All three Labour candidates in the ward, concerned, want it reopened, as do the overwhelming majority of Labour members. She suggested voters should read between the line of the Labour leaflet. As our candidate pointed out, you don't have to read between the lines of the TUSC leaflet, just read the actual lines: "Save Osborne Grove." We have made it clear we want to work alongside any Haringey Labour councillor who wants to fight for Corbyn's anti-austerity manifesto now. We can't wait till 2022. In consequence, not only are local campaigners discussing with us, but on the quiet Labour Party members are recommending a vote for TUSC,